1.
I've been talking to people lately about their jobs. Something is going on with jobs right now. People are leaving them, they want to leave them, where we do our jobs is changing, what we do. And I've been especially interested in people who are designated essential workers. I think for the stay-at-home types, people like me, our jobs changed in very obvious ways. But for people who continued to go to work in person, their jobs changed too. But those changes were sometimes less visible.
2.
For example, Kerry Breen. He's a carpenter, works for the New York City Department of Education, fixing things in schools. Spring last year, when all the schools shut down for COVID, Kerry wasn't sure what that meant for him. Until he heard, no, he should still come in, report to work.
3.
Well, the fact that they deemed us essential, I kind of found it a little comical in the beginning. That door has creaked for years. That floor has creaked for years. All of a sudden today, it's an emergency or it's essential.
It's not like he was a doctor or a grocery store worker.
Most of our work is repairing floors, doors, ceilings that are down, bathrooms falling apart.
Do you have a favorite sort of task? Like on Monday morning, if you get assigned doors, are you like, more doors? Or is there one that you really like?
4.
I wouldn't say there's a favorite. My favorite is when the building has an elevator, because you'll get doors on the 5th floor of a building and you've got to carry doors that weigh potentially a couple hundred pounds up and then back down.
Kerry is practical in this way. Kerry's been a carpenter for 35 years. He's also a volunteer firefighter. Irish, talks about his kids a lot.
5.
So he's going to work, and they're getting a lot done because there's no kids around.
With the COVID schools empty, things were getting painted, things were getting fixed. I've never seen the schools look so good.
And then, April, a couple weeks after the schools closed, Kerry goes in for his team meeting, where they tell everyone what they're working on next.
It was a Thursday or Friday afternoon. My boss said, we've got a project coming up next week, and we're going to start to build coffins.
6.
He repeated it. We'll be building coffins for the city of New York.
Nobody in the shop believed it. Like, you know, get out of here, build coffins. And he produced a set of plans and showed them to us. And he said, we're going to start next week.
7.
Monday morning, Kerry goes to work.
And we had to go to a high school into a gymnasium that was set up as a rudimentary shop with...
A high school gymnasium, like, with, like, basketball lines on the floor kind of thing?
Yes. We all get up there, and it's there was actually a prototype of what we had to build standing.
It's an example coffin.
Yes, I actually have a picture.
8.
Whoa. They showed you that prototype?
Yes.
It's a simple box standing on its end where a person's feet would be. And it's open. The cover isn't attached yet. It's just leaning against the box. In the background, you can see a scoreboard, a basketball net, and a championship banner.
It was a basic plywood and 2x4 box.
9.
I've built some strange things over the years, but I've never built a coffin in my life.
Very quickly, the gym became a workshop. They set up cut stations and assembly stations. Electricians came in to install ventilation fans for all the sawdust. And about 10 carpenters got to work.
And we started bringing in drafts of plywood, which is 50 sheets at a time. And we had 6 drafts of plywood and 2 drafts of 2x4s. And they didn't give us an end, but we were just told, this is your job for now.
10.
So we started, and we ran through all the material, got more material. Ran through that, got more material. Like, oh my God, they really need this many made?
I asked Kerry, did they know where the coffins were going? No. Did the carpenters talk about what the boxes were for? No,
11.
We just kept working.
We would get up to about 150 until we had a very large stack of them. It was almost a wall across the gym from one end to the other.
Where do you put 150 coffins in a high school gym?
Straight across the basketball court from one end to the other. So,
like stacked on top of each other?
Yes. We'd stack them about 5 or 6 high.
12.
Until we got pallets, and then we'd place 10 on a pallet, shrink wrap them, and I would take a forklift and back them into the elevator. I'd drive them out onto the street and up the street, through the schoolyard, down the next street, and to the back of a tractor trailer. And getting honked at for a forklift that goes too slow. So
they're honking at you while you were driving the coffins?
Yes.
13.
And in 3 weeks of doing it, not one person in the neighborhood ever asked a question, what are those or what are you doing?
Were you waiting for somebody to ask you?
I found it bizarre that nobody asked. Maybe nobody made the connection, or maybe nobody wanted to make the connection. It just seemed like people were going about their lives. And
14.
Until the final load, where one guy who spoke Spanish only walks past me and he just says, Morta, and makes sort of a slicing motion across his neck. And I just said, sí. And he shook his head and just walked away.
In the end, Carrie's team built 415 coffins.
15.
There were carpenters in other schools, too. Altogether, they built 1,400. As I've been talking to people about their jobs, people in lots of different jobs that were deemed essential over these last 17 months, I will very regularly find myself saying something like this.
I had no idea that happened.
Well, when did?
Yeah, do people know that happened?
It was not for public knowledge. I think nobody knew how to handle it. I'm sure the schools didn't want, like, hey, we're building coffins over here.
16.
It's not something you want to highlight. But now that things are waning and, all right, you can kind of let that out.
Yeah, there's this sort of part of what's weird about what just happened is that, like, there were people who had to do things that just normally are never asked of in your job. And it wasn't a war, but, like, if it was a war, after a war, you go over
statistics.
What happened. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
17.
This is how many people died. This is, how many planes we built or trucks we, whatever.
Or the fact that somebody built coffins in a high school gym in the Bronx.
Yeah, there's going to be an accounting. It'll be the weird stats that come out of somewhere. And this is one of the stranger ones.
415 coffins. Mark it down. That happened.